The final coach on today's teleconference is Rutgers' C. Vivian Stringer. The Scarlet Knights will face Wisconsin on Wednesday in a first-round game at the Big Ten Tournament at approximately 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could, please give us some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Oh, you know what? It's going to be interesting because we won one and we lost one. So, you know, the next one, we'll just see if we've gotten better. I appreciate that Wisconsin played us two different ways and we obviously had problems with it. So I'm happy to be able to participate in the Big Ten tournament and look forward to getting better based upon what we've been doing. Anything is better than what we have done, and so we'll continue to look up.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's take some questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Vera Jones with Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Well, we all know you have done this over and over and over again on many platforms. I'm trying to understand when you are coming into a tournament like this, is there a formula, a recipe, a strategy for getting your young team calm and settled so that you don't waste a lot of that first quarter just dealing with jitters or nerves? What is your strategy or plan?
Well, to be honest with you, we've been having jitters throughout the whole doggone year. So, I mean, I'm just keeping it real. You know, it'd be nice to tell you something that's academically, you know, viable that you can put on the thing, but let's deal with this. The truth of the matter is that he's looking at a tape just now against Ohio State, and I'm totally amazed. And I was like, hey, we talked about this day one. I mean, I'm talking about several months ago. And in fact, as an example, we press all the time. Well, we have been known to press. We were going through 55, and as soon as we looked at something that we did against Wisconsin, I asked the question. I said, since when? And we had about three players that were visiting us, you know, of years past. I said, since when do we play this position like that? And they just shook their heads. And I could say, well, they're just learning. And then I asked my assistant, I said, well, when did we last play this team? And the coach said, 2 weeks ago. I said, okay. I mean, 2 weeks, 2 years, and 2 weeks, the same thing. Or you know, that can makes me wonder. Like, gee. So it's not about jitters, honestly. You know, it's really not about jitters. I don't know what it is. It's just the fact that we're playing somebody other than playing ourselves, and that's a bit much. So I don't know. I'm hoping that we hit a couple of shots. That would be, you know, welcome news. If we could hit a couple of shots, that might allow us to feel a little bit more calm. It's almost like I want to work really hard before we get there so that we just calm down and somewhat sedate. But we were kind of sedate on Kelsey Mitchell. Everybody in the country knows who she is, right? Everybody in the country knows who she is. We know the number, 3-3-3-3-3-3. And then we turn around and played Cooper. Cooper doesn't look anything like Kelsey. I forgot her. So I'm just keeping it real. I can't take it. I thought I was going to lose my mind today. And I thought, you know what, Vivian, just calm down. Calm down. You know, it's not like she didn't score 45 points. And the people that were that lost her are the same people that got 45 and points scored against us last year. It seemed like that would have an indelible mark. You know what I'm saying? Amazing.
So if I hear you correctly, then one thing that could help or what you are hoping will happen is actually, in as much as you're known for defense, is actually that you can knock down some shots early. You think that is probably going to be the best strategy.
Very much so. Very much so. But see, what, to be honest with you, when we have from the shooters, 3 and 4 position, they're shooting 1 for 12, 2 for 14, and that's consistent. Just look at the sheets. I mean, this is amazing. So if we shot like 40%, like even 5 for 12 or 13, I would say that's great. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But we're getting 1 4. We're getting 2. 2 4s are pleasant. How's that? And if we're not getting to the rack, and we're not shooting foul shots, and so how do you win games? You know, how do you win games? And I'm talking about three starters that are on the floor. That's the numbers that they're coming up with. the 2, 3, wow, and 4. So, you know, I'm in fact, I'm trying to figure out where the points are coming from. Somebody said that we scored something, so I don't know. We look at the same tape. For example, we execute the same patterns against teams that are playing the exact same way that they did last year. So I've done something I've never done before. Actually had our team watch an entire game of a game that was played last year against the opposing team. Normally, you know, you have cut-ups and you have breakdowns. So, let us see this so that for those that are new and they might think, well, they must be doing something special, that they can see the exact patterns and what their reads were.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know what else to do. But anyway, we're going to be hopefully, you know, knocking some shots down and feeling better and might surprise ourselves. Who knows?
Well, good luck to you, Coach.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Our next question comes from the line of Matthew Bain with Iowa City Press Citizen.
Hey, Coach. You got to see Iowa a couple times this year. I was just curious on your takes, if you think they're an NCAA tournament team.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I didn't get a chance to follow this up. Is the point guard okay?
Tania?
Yes.
She has surgery, and she's out for the year, but, yeah, she's doing fine.
Okay. First of all, I've been so involved in what we're doing that I heard that she has gotten hurt, and I didn't know to the extent. I think that people thought that perhaps she had a ACL, but to hear that she did, that was tough. Yes, Iowa was playing extremely well, and if Coach knows that she's got a backup, and I'm sure that they're going to pull together because she was hurt, I'm sure that you're going to get an outstanding team. And yes, Iowa is very clearly an NCAA team. I mean, I'm not saying it just because, you know, my roots are in Iowa, but truly, they really are.
Thank you, Coach, and good luck.
You're welcome. Take care.
Our next question comes from the line of Charles Hallman with Minnesota Spokesman.
Excuse me. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
You know, you hear the saying that, you know, with a young team playing in the postseason will help develop them for the following season. Are you taking that approach in some respects, or you just want to get through this season and worry about next when it comes?
I just want to get through this season and worry about next. You know, since you asked me like that, that's a fact. That's a fact. I wish that Big Ten allowed for those that can't play to actually come and have the tournament atmosphere, you know, so that they can, you know, involve themselves on that. I wish, because I think that it would help our overall team, because so many of the people that will be playing a major role next year will not be there because they haven't, you know, been able to play this year. But I think that it would help a lot if that could happen.
Thanks, Coach, and good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We have time for one final question from the media.
And our final question comes from the line of Christy Winters-Scott with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, how are you doing, Christy?
Great. I know this has been a frustrating year for you with all of the injuries and you know, more kids hurt than are able to play, but how have you personally been able to just kind of hopscotch your way through in terms of being prepared and mentally ready every game for your kids, knowing that they probably have that same kind of frustration as well in terms of lack of depth?
Well, I mean, lack of depth is one thing. It has been frustrating. So I have prayed before I've come to practice, really, truly prayed, to give me patience and wisdom and just understanding of this whole thing. You just don't know. That last game, I was so happy that I reacted as I did because I thought, you know what, I can't take another one of these. This is too much because we can do some foolish things. And to be honest with you, it's one thing to have a young team, which we are. young in that they haven't been together. This is the first time. And when I looked at Ohio State last year, I thought, you know what, at the half, or I think maybe it was the third quarter, 38 out of the 40 points that we had were by Tyler and Kai, and neither one of them were there. The rest of the whole team had two. So now I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, the 2 points, the two guards, they were there, but they were used sparingly. They had lots of turnovers. So that goes with KK and Sharita. They just did. The centers didn't get off the bench, okay? So I'm thinking, okay, and the rest of the people that we have are truly new. And Aaliyah, she was in there, but she was out quick because she turned the ball over. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. So it has to do with maybe having people that are more confident in their skill that allows the people that I just mentioned, and it's not to indict any particular persons so much as to say that they didn't get experience last year, lacking in terms of depth and for sure experience and skill. And I think that they'll be better when they don't have to be counted upon to be prime time get it done players, but they can add and be relaxed and allow a lot of good things to come out. Let me say it like that. And there are, and as I know you know this, there are people that are able to function when the lights go on, and there's other people that look real great prior to the lights going on. You know, and that's okay because hopefully with the depth that we'll have, we'll be able to put all of that together and make a whole lot of people better. But for right now, it's been a heck of a strain. And it's embarrassing. It's extremely difficult for them because I put myself in their place. But honestly, the best way for me to handle that is to always work extremely hard. Many times not sleeping because I care too much. I want to see them smile. But I continue to be really, really, really frustrated and praying. And then, like, man, you know, like, trying every way. You can't even imagine all the things. We will run certain patterns to the right, certain patterns exactly to the left, certain people we have to have. And we've missed and matched in every way that we can. And I'm also fully aware that I'm glad to get an opportunity to play. And it's okay when it's over. It truly is. It's okay when it's over with us, with this group.
Gotcha. Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Coach, I have time for one final question.
And our final question comes from the line of Mike Carmen with Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Good morning, Coach. Just wanted to follow up when you say that you wish the Big Ten would let teams, are you talking about teams staying throughout the tournament to enjoy the atmosphere, or is there something else?
No. I got a lot of red shirts, you know, like seven. And it would have been nice for them to be able to travel to the tournament. And then when we're out of there, you know, to go. But, you know what I mean, just to be in that atmosphere. Just to, you know, like, and as you know, a number of conferences allow transfers or, you know, but I got a lot of kids that will be playing next year, and it would be great for them to be even in that atmosphere and have an opportunity to feel that and hear, you know, the preparation that's in. That's what I meant.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.